I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Bringing it home with Sarah and Sneal. Sarah, that's Bing Crosby.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Bing Crosby, because we're starting the second week in November here.
Right, and that's plenty to be thankful for. It's in the movie Holiday Inn.
I hadn't seen that movie.
It's old, so check it out. It's a good one.
Okay. Is it a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Sounds good.
But we do have plenty to be thankful for, don't we?
Yes, we have a lot to be thankful for.
We are 10 days out from Thanksgiving. Wow. Okay. Gosh, I know.
Flew
by.
Yes.
My birthday is this week, so I'm thankful for that.
Year. We're thankful for Sarah. Thank you. Another birthday coming up.
Yes. And it's also November is Diabetes Awareness Month.
We have a lot of diabetic friends who listen to our show. And we've got a lot of people out there that love somebody with diabetes.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm. You're so right.
Yeah.
So today on Bringing It Home, we wanted to share some tips for our diabetic friends, or, you know, everybody's going to be in the kitchen cooking the next, I was going to say 2 weeks, but really the next
6 weeks.
6 weeks, because Christmas is coming.
We're going through Christmas. So,
yeah. But, you know, some tips that our friends with diabetes, pre-diabetic, or that are cooking for loved ones that will be eating that are diabetic.
We just want to be a little healthier.
Right. Because
you don't have to have diabetes at all for many tips that
you are right. A lot of the things we're going to share here on the podcast today, we all should be following.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So I've got some tips, and these are actually written and distributed from the University of Texas Houston Health Center.
Okay.
And they're written by a registered dietitian, and they're really good. And there's only 7 of them, so this is not overwhelming. Okay.
Okay.
So number one, especially for our diabetic friends, we do not need to forget to take our diabetes medication on Thanksgiving or really any other day. But it may sound like common sense, right? Like, take your medicine. But often with the hurry of the holiday, the actual day, you're cooking, you're driving, you're doing this, sometimes we forget.
The season gets so busy.
Yes.
And I can completely see how leading up to these holidays and on the holiday, there's so much on your mind that you can forget to take your medication. And that goes for people with diabetes or people that take medicine for blood pressure.
Exactly.
Or, you know, other things that, or you're thinking, oh, I can skip today.
Yeah, no.
Or, you know.
But you're right.
Yeah.
Or I forgot, or did I take that? Did I forget? Like, we really need to keep up with our medication usage for sure.
Right.
But especially our diabetic friends, you know, that's something that we need to do because we're going to be maybe eating a little extra on the holiday.
And one of the things that we really don't talk a lot about, but stress affects your diabetes.
It does.
Yes, it affects your blood sugar. And so, you know, just being able to keep your medication coming so that you can battle your diabetes, just in case that stress is causing it to creep up a little bit.
That's a great point.
Yes.
So we definitely, that is number one of our 7 tips, is to make sure you don't skip your medicine or forget to take it on these holidays.
Okay.
A second one is to check your blood sugar. Hopefully our diabetic friends are already doing this on a regular basis, but we especially need to do it because we want to make sure that our blood sugar numbers come back down 2 hours after we eat this meal. Okay.
Right.
We also want to make sure that we are drinking plenty of water and things like that too. So it's really important for our diabetic friends to check their blood sugar 2 hours after the meal.
And see, that's where I can see that getting skipped because when the meal is done, especially on Thanksgiving, they're going to be, you know, talking or
napping,
watching some games on television, taking a nap, or planning Black Friday.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on after the meal, but maybe set a reminder on your phone
or something, good idea.
So that you can stay on track with checking that.
Because we want to make sure that we get back to the range we need to be in.
And if you're not checking your blood sugar, this is a good time to start.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what it's doing if you're not checking it out.
Right. Yeah. Right. Another thing, and this is one of those tips that could go for everybody, mm-hmm. take a walk.
Well, you just said you want a nap after the meal.
You can walk before. Think about this too. That's going to help your body kind of prepare for this big meal coming. Like you're already burning calories, you're moving. As we know, walking and exercise helps lower our blood sugar.
It does.
So that's a natural way to do that. So you could take a walk in the morning and then maybe in the afternoon take another one, especially if 2 hours after your meal, your blood sugar reading is still a little high. Go out and take a little walk in the afternoon if possible.
And a walk is a good way to escape. Maybe you got some relatives that are in town for Thanksgiving and you're not necessarily a big fan of theirs.
Get some fresh air. Yes.
Go for a walk.
Hey, it also aids in digestion.
So. Oh, yeah. It's going to help you process all of this food that you're eating and help you get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So think about what you're drinking. Mm-hmm. You know, we really encourage everybody to drink water at their holiday meal because people don't consider how much carbohydrates and sugar they're consuming when they have these Cokes and Dr. Peppers and all your other soft drinks and even sweet tea.
Yeah.
You know, or there may be some special holiday drink that your family makes, you know, so that
drop the recipes in the comments.
But, you know, even like honey and all that can really make your sugar, blood sugar go up. So juice and all those things as well. So it's really a good idea for all of us to be drinking water before our holiday meal, during our holiday meal, and after.
Yeah, because if we drink it before, then that helps to partially fill us up and maybe we won't overeat so much at the meal. But I mean, sometimes you rather eat your calories than drink your calories.
I love
that. Thanksgiving
idea.
Day would definitely be one of those days because, you know, there's so many things there that I want to get a little bit of on my plate. Mm-hmm. And so I would trade off having that Sprite or having that lemonade or whatever to be able to get a little scoop of the mac and cheese or a little scoop of the sweet potato casserole or whatever it is.
That's a really good point, Neil.
Yeah, we have to make trade offs. And sometimes we're drinking our calories and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you drink a 20-ounce soda with your meal, there's 75 carbs right there. And we really don't need that many in the whole entire meal.
Right.
So, yeah, let's really pay attention. And I like your idea of swapping that out. I mean, I can have a sugary beverage any day. Sure. I don't have these food options every day like we do on Thanksgiving.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So along with our food options, we really need to look at our sides.
Okay.
Because think about in your mind and our listeners too. Okay. Picture your Thanksgiving Day plate.
I did. I said macaroni and cheese and I said sweet potatoes. There's going to be dressing because I like chicken and dressing.
Okay.
There might be some, I don't know. What else?
Well, everything you just said is a high carb food, right? Oh,
sorry.
Hey, no. And we want you to eat that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So what we really need to do too is, you've already alluded to this, maybe just get a little of each or decide I'm going to eat this now. And then tonight I'm going to eat this, like pick and choose, you know, and then also make sure that there's side options that are low carb, you know, your meat, your turkey, your ham, unless you make a, you know, honey ham or, that kind of thing. Those are going to be no carb, your meats, you know, green vegetables, green beans, broccolis, things like that.
Right.
Asparagus, all those are going to be low carb. So make sure there are some low carb options that you can put on your plate as well.
Yeah. You want to help fill the plate with things that are not going to cause your blood sugar to shoot up. And all of those things that I named, unfortunately, they do cause a rise in your blood sugar. So you can have them. You just can't have them in large amounts at the same time. So I like your idea of, okay, I'm going to do the macaroni and cheese now. And when I eat dinner tonight, then I'll have a scoop of the sweet potatoes, you know, kind of plan what you're going to have when.
Right.
That kind of builds the anticipation. I know I'm going to have this.
Okay, you know you pull it all back out later. I mean, we do it our house.
Later, the next 2 days. No. I mean, I literally eat nothing but
The Thanksgiving the same way.
Meal for the next 2 days.
Yes,
because
it's so good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's also a nice idea, like if you are out, if you've gone somewhere to eat, And maybe a relative's house or whatever. But I know when we do, we're like, who's taking what home? So plan you to have like a plate to take home that maybe has those items that we didn't eat at lunch.
Oh, my extended family has no trouble with taking a plate home. They've got this under control.
Yeah.
But I like the thought of, you know, if I can't have all of it now, then I'm going to take some of this pie with me so that when it fits into my plan, I can, eat it later.
Yes. So it's kind of the same concept as we were talking about. But if you're not living in the home where the food is staying, you know, plan to take home a few things that you, you know, maybe chose to not eat at lunch or a smaller portion at lunch. You could take home a small portion for dinner.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And this is big. And you just talked about a dessert, but you got to count that dessert. Just like we have to count that drink. We got to count that dessert, right?
Oh, and there are going to be so many desserts at some houses, not mine, but there are going to be cakes and pies and, you know, banana pudding and all these different options. Yes. And so what I recommend, I don't know what this lady that wrote this recommends. I recommend that you go through and kind of survey, look at everything that's available before you get your plate and just start scooping stuff on it, because that's typically what we do. Look at everything first and decide what you need the most. I have got to taste this.
Like, I've been waiting all year.
I want for this. Yes. Because if I start at the beginning of the line and I get a piece of this and I get a little bit further and like, oh, this is my favorite. I'm not going to not eat the first thing. I can eat both of them.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. And she really, what I really liked about these tips is she doesn't say don't eat anything. Like, she doesn't say you can't eat or don't eat. Mm-hmm. She just tells you to be smart about it. Do exactly what you just said. Figure it up ahead of time. Think about what you can do without. Like, I'm going to forego the roll because I can have a roll every day, you know, and I'm like you, I'm drinking water. I'm going to forego that drink because I want to eat my carbs and calories.
And see, I don't want mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving. I can eat mashed potatoes anytime.
Seeing like, I gotta have them.
Really?
Yes.
I can do without the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But now if I see sweet potatoes, I gotta have those.
That's like your classic.
But
But she's saying basically just whatever you decide to eat, okay, just remember that you need to have a space for it, you know, make room for the high carb things, but also have space on your plate for the low carb as well, so that you'll be full and satisfied and you'll enjoy your meal.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes. So
I like that we have some tips and a plan for our diabetic friends, but for anybody else that wants to be a little bit lighter, because the going for a walk, the drinking the water, the choosing your sides wisely, all of these things, they're good for anybody.
Exactly. And two, the medication, that's not just for diabetics, but specifically talking about regulating our blood sugar, we want to encourage everyone to not forget to take their medicine in the middle of the hubbub and crazy of the holidays.
Oh my, because it's here.
It is
here. Yes. So let's try to stay on track. This was a good topic for us to discuss today. So, and I like the Bing Crosby too. Bringing this
I know.
In.
That's kind of nostalgia. I loved it.
What's the name of that movie?
Holiday Inn.
Everybody check out the movie Holiday Inn if you haven't seen it. So thank you for joining us for this episode. In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
See you next time.